Welcome to Insider Profile. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com.
We never actually directly approached any of the companies at all in the hope of selling them, but several of the companies did contact us inquiring about our registration of them.
23-year-old Richard Conway and partner Julian Nicholson are fighting a legal battle against six of Britain's biggest corporations. The pair registered a list of domain names that included the trademarks of companies such as Virgin Enterprises and British Telecom, and they wound up facing the company's attorneys in court. Now, a judge has ordered them to give up the domain names and pay more than $200,000 in legal fees. Conway tells Net Insider's John Borland why they're appealing the case and why Virgin and BT shouldn't have unlimited rights to their names online.
Richard Conway, you and your partner, Julian Nicholson, are fighting some of Britain's biggest companies in court. Explain how you got into this situation.
Sure. We were both students at university about 2 years ago, both studying computers and information technology, and we were both very keen and interested in the internet. So just for a bit of fun, we both got together and we registered lots of names that were the names of well-known companies. And to cut a long story short, they got very angry, and six of them grouped together and took us to the High Court in London.
Which companies did you register the names from?
Well, the companies that took us to court were British Telecommunications PLC, Marks & Spencer PLC, J. Sainsbury PLC, Ladbroke Group PLC, Virgin Enterprises, and Telecom Secure Records Cellular Radio Limited, which operate a mobile phone network in the UK, which trades as Cellnet.
Did you ever plan to use the domain names you registered?
No, not at all. We never used any of the domain names in any way whatsoever.
Did you ever try to sell the names back to the companies?
Never actually directly approached any of the companies at all. In the hope of selling them. We never contacted them at all, but several of the companies did contact us inquiring about our registration of them, and we did try and reach agreement with one or two of the companies, and as part of that agreement, prices were named for the sale of the names, but we admit that some of the prices that were quoted were sort of ridiculous amounts, which we never intended. Well, we never thought the companies would pay.
But the judge did rule against you in the first.
That's right. I mean, in the outcome of the first case, the judge did order that the names be transferred over to the companies that were suing us, and that's something that particularly annoyed us, because the judge had already agreed with us that in the cases of all these names, except for one of them, that there would be lots of different companies that would have a legitimate right to use these names. For example, in the case of BT, the domain name was bt.org. Now, the .org domain names were originally and still are really perceived for use by non-profit-making organisations, individuals and charities. Now, British Telecommunications certainly doesn't fit into either of those categories. But there are many individuals with the initials BT that may wish to have a domain name bt.org. And further, we were actually approached, we didn't approach, but we were approached by a church in America called the Brooklyn Tabernacle, who, to be honest, I'd never heard of beforehand, but I understand it is a fairly large and world-famous church. And we were approached by them to ask if we could give them the domain name bt.org for their church. And they didn't know anything about the court case. They didn't know we were being sued by these companies.
Was there a financial judgment in the case?
There was a financial judgment in the case, yes. The well, in the UK, I I don't know about America, but the losing party of any court case is in theory ordered to pay the costs of the other side. Now, the cost of the company that was suing us was over £100,000, UK pounds, which was an awful lot of money. Now the judge ordered that they wouldn't be entitled to all the money that they had spent, or they allegedly spent, and he actually ordered that the cost should be £65,000, which was a terrific amount of money, but it was something that neither of us could pay.
Mm-hmm. So you are appealing the case currently?
We are appealing the case. The paperwork, the paperwork is in at the moment, and it could be several months. It does take a long time to get to the Court of Appeal, so it could be 6 months or more away.
Okay, and while the court is in appeal, the companies have the rights to those domain names?
That's right. The original judgment still stands, except for the order of costs. And in the meantime, the companies are still entitled to have those names transferred to them.
You've been listening to Insider Profile. Insider Profile is brought to you by CMPNet, the technology network. The latest news and features about computers, computing, the internet, and high-tech finance. Find it at www.cmpnet.com. I'm your host, Paul Schindler. We'll be back next week with another Insider Profile.